Great. Hey, welcome everyone. We are so excited to be able to add value to you tonight and how all of us can become a person of influence. Now, no matter what role we have in life, whatever people or projects we're looking to influence, tonight's call will certainly add a lot of value to you and, frankly, to Chris and I as well. Right, Chris? We were talking about how much we enjoy these calls, and there's always things that we learn, even in the questions that folks ask.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Every single time. These past couple of weeks have just been amazing with the questions that you guys have brought to the table. And, you know, it's just really been great. And even one of the greatest things that happened to me this past week, Deb, is that, you know, obviously we were both at the International Maxwell Conference in Orlando, Florida, and it was so neat that I had so many people that had participated on this phone call that were actually at the certification training talking about how they've learned so much from those that are asking questions on the line. So I was just absolutely blown away from that. You know, Deb, and a lot of people may be wondering what the International Maxwell Conference is, so give me just a second to talk about that. But, guys, we have a certification program that John Maxwell offers. You know, we've talked about it several times, that if you would like to have access to the information that we're sharing and be able to teach and share and develop people in your group, company, or organizational community, you can find out more about it at johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI. And right now, we just came back from an incredible event, and we are offering but they still have a $1,000 scholarship offer by going to
yes.
that site. So johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI. So Deb, real quick, I know we don't got a ton of time to spare tonight because we're trying to get to that Q&A, but you got to tell me a little bit about the Maxwell Conference. What did you get out of it this time? I know you've been every single time since March of 2011. So what was different about this one?
Oh, thanks for asking, Chris. Yeah, you know, just to give you guys some framework about this Maxwell certification, there were several thousand of us in the big ballroom. And one of the things that's so important, you know, for those of us, and especially if you're listening in, because you're probably very similarly wired, you're someone who is looking to add value to other people, that it's not just about you, right? And when you're in an environment with several thousand people that are like-minded that way, we tend to be very generous, very helpful, very nurturing and supportive of each other, and eager learners. You know, I was watching when John Maxwell was up teaching on Monday afternoon, Chris, I was looking around the room, and all of us, we were sort of torn. We wanted to have our head up and watching John, and we've got those big jumbotrons as well, plus everybody was taking such great notes as well. And one of the things that's so important for me as a leader is that I always keep myself in a room where there are a lot of other people that are much smarter than I am, and that usually doesn't take much. And having John and you and Paul Martinelli and so many others of our teachers and mentors in that room helped me to see how I can grow even further in my own leadership walk. What about for you, Chris? You took the stage, didn't you, to teach sales training?
Yeah, I went on for about just under 2 hours, where I talked about how to, for those that are looking to be a coach, speaker, trained, how to implement, you know, this business building method that we learned through the John Maxwell team. And this was so neat. I think that this was the absolute best training that we've ever had, because at this training, we usually do the teaching of the methods from the stage, but in this training, we got a chance to actually let every participant participate in all four lanes. The members got a chance to participate in speaking and actually getting to speak at the event. They got a chance to engage in coaching. They got a chance to also participate in a roundtable mastermind group and facilitate as well, too. And then they got a chance to play a phenomenal game that's developed specifically for John Maxwell team called the Leadership Game. And that is the first time, because of the addition of the mastermind facilitation and the Leadership Game, that we covered every avenue to fully equip people to go out and make a difference in their company, to go out and make a difference in their organization, or to build their own business as a coach, speaker, and trainer. It was just an absolutely phenomenal time.
You're absolutely right, Chris. And we're hoping to deliver phenomenal information for you tonight as we talk about becoming a person of influence.
Let's
so, Chris,
rock.
You ready to dive in? Yeah, let's do it. So for those of you who have the book, we're actually going right to chapter 6 tonight, which is A Person of Influence Enlarges People. This is sort of where mentorship really comes into play. And we talk about how to become a person of influence and make a positive impact on people. I mean, we can have a person of influence who's a negative impact on folks too, right? But to become that person and have a positive impact, we have to come alongside other people. And first of all, we have to connect with them. And this is something that in the John Maxwell team, we talk so often about, that it's not just about communicating with people, because there's a lot of communication and emails and phone calls and things, text messages, things that are going back and forth, but it's really about getting to the heart of connection, one person to another. And when we nurture people, we start to show them our faith in them. You know, I remember, Chris, when you were just talking a few moments ago how we held a mastermind night. So we had 1,000 or more people in the ballroom, all at different round tables participating in a mastermind discussion, just like we're having right now, except it was live and in person, and there were multiple people sharing around the table. And what was interesting was to see how there were some folks that joined to be a participant. And when we gave them the opportunity to actually facilitate part of that mastermind discussion, because we had faith in them that they could do it, they did. Mm-hmm. They stepped up, and some of the testimonials coming out of that, right, how excited they were, that they were like, you know what, I did this. This wasn't difficult at all.
Right. So yeah, it was amazing to see that.
Yeah, exactly. So showing our faith in other people is key. But we also need to listen to people's hopes and fears as we connect with them. You know, it's not just about rah-rah. It's about really understanding what is somebody's hope or dream. How can I help get them there? Who can I connect them with? What resources do they need? And then it's about providing a strong incentive for people to succeed and to be influenced. And that's the power of a mastermind discussion like we have tonight. You know, Chris, I've had the good fortune now to be on the phone with you. This is our third call together. And I am inspired and excited to be able to have these types of discussions, because I learn from you, I learn from the questions that are asked, just as much as I learn from John's material. So what about you, Chris? Tell me a little bit about sort of your experience in enlarging other people.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I will start with others that have enlarged me. You know, when you talk about, when we look at enlarging, and you know, one of the things it talks about is that when we enlarge others, we invest in others, and we raise their level of living. We raise mm-hmm. their level of living. And when I think of an enlarger in my life, I can think of many. But when I just think of, like, enlargement, I think of John Maxwell. And the reason I can say that personally, and you were there as well, too, but when we went to the country of Guatemala, now, you guys have to understand, you know, as a youth growing up, I was basically going to have one of two things happen. I was going to be dead or in jail and just going the wrong way. I mean, I don't deserve anything. I'm unqualified, undeserving, but I was able to work through some things in order to get on the right track. And a few years ago, I'm walking into the President's Palace of Guatemala. Now, I'm walking into the President's Palace of Guatemala, and I had this overwhelming peace, joy, but wonder of how in the world did a person like me, undeserving, unqualified, now walking through the doors of the President's Palace, helping train people in the country of Guatemala with John Maxwell. Now, what happened in that moment? I was stretched. I was enlarged like never before, because John was able to open up doors that I could not open on my own. And that enlarged my thinking, and enlarged everything around me. But then what does that do? now once we're enlarged and once we're stretched, we never go back to being the same. And so now what that leaves us as is I begin to look for opportunities to do things and open doors that others can't walk through on their own. And so I'm always looking for a way to make that possible for somebody else.
Oh, that's so good. So, so good. I actually remember, you know, seeing some photo and video footage of you there, and there was really this look on your face like, wow.
Yeah.
So now I understand why, you know. You know, the other thing, too, when we talk about enlarging people, when we really enlarge others, we increase their potential for success. You know, there's a colleague of ours on the team. Her name is Trudy. And Trudy was a director for a multi-level marketing company and very successful. She had all the accoutrement and titles and success, you know, that you could ever aspire to in that field. And what was interesting was when Trudy and I met, you know, 6 years ago at the Don Maxwell International Master Certification, you know, she saw a bigger picture for herself in how what she loved to do the most was to help serve other people and help them to find their own growth path and to serve that growth path. And she ended up, this is such a great story of success, she ended up doing her Maxwell program full time. She actually gave up her directorship in the MLM because she was getting so busy with what she was doing because she went and started a mastermind group. And from that mastermind group came coaching clients. And then from there, the word started to get out as she would go to chamber meetings and she would meet other business leaders in her community. And then she ended up doing training. And lo and behold, this year, you know, we have a John Maxwell Transformational Leadership Award that John gives out every August to transformational leaders that have been nominated from across North America. And what's interesting is she nominated a woman called Bonnie St. John. And Bonnie is a Olympic athlete. She is a consultant, coach, speaker, author, very successful woman. And Trudy, who gave up her MLM directorship as her John Maxwell team business started to grow, nominated Bonnie. And Bonnie, as you know, Chris, won that award this past weekend.
Yeah, incredible.
So just think, you know, when we talk about increasing our potential for success, the success doesn't end with us. The success allows us to share that success and create other opportunities for other people as well. I just love that. Now, Chris, one of the others is that increasing our capacity for growth. You, my friend, when you know, every time I hear your story, I get goosebumps on you know, your growth trajectory was phenomenal. You know, what? How does that hit you when you talk about how becoming a person of influence, when you've been enlarged, how it's increased your own capacity for growth?
When I think about increasing my own capacity or trajectory, I really think that it's like, I really think that when you look at this, it's like a slingshot. It's like a slingshot. But I mean, it's a very, very slow pull back of a slingshot. So
yeah.
It's not just not a pop a shot, but it's very slow pull back. And, you know, I liken it because what people don't see, many may see me speak on a big stage or they may see that, oh, wow, Chris is really doing some great things. But look, there's truth to that. But here's the truth of the matter is that I was able to increase my capacity of growth through consistency. You know, and Mark Cole talked about that quite a bit this week.
Yes.
And what people didn't see is, you know, the mastermind groups I did with three people, you know, the speaking engagement that I had with, you know, eight people at the chamber, you know, the mastermind groups that I did inside the break rooms at companies. And, you know, it's doing that. And we say that we want to impact people's lives, but do you mean that? Do you mean that? And if it's just two people, if it's just five people, do you treat it the same as if it was the big stage or the 100? So when I think about, you know, increasing your capacity, I think that increasing capacity is incremental. And if you can stay focused on incremental growth, then your capacity is unlimited.
That is so good. You know, it's interesting. I even think in terms of, you know, there's our personal growth, right? So we have to grow personally to be able to increase our capacity. But then I was thinking back, you know, if you lead a business or an organization, by enlarging other people, you increase the potential of the entire organization. And I just had the good fortune last week, just about as I was ready to get on a plane for JFK, out of JFK to go down to Orlando for the certification event, that one of my clients, who I have been serving as a coach for since 2013, was just named to the Inc.'s fastest growing businesses, so Inc. Magazine's fastest growing businesses in the United States. And one of the things I realized was that part of their magic, they're a great company, world-class company, they just overserve people. They do exactly what we teach about exceeding expectations. But what they've done is they have increased their capacity for growth because they've increased each individual leader on the team's capacity to lead. And that has been instrumental in their ability to be able to have that type of scalable growth so that they can end up in Inc. Magazine's top companies that are growing across America. And I wonder how many of us, as you know, you're listening in and you're like, wow, you know, I want to grow and I'd love to be able to help other people grow. Or maybe, like me, you know a worthy not-for-profit that has such a great mission and, oh my, such a great cause, and you want to help them to grow too. Well, that's exactly what you can do being part of our team. And, you know, like Chris mentioned before, you know, whether you use a mastermind group or training or speaking, you know, we kind of offer it all up. You can kind of pick and choose any or all of those lanes. But if you want more information, if this is something that you really see that enlarging other people is important to you, I would so encourage you to do what Chris said. You know, go to that johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI, check out the $1,000 scholarship, and see how you can reposition yourself to at least, even if it's on the side, just start to add value to other people and help enlarge them. Now, Chris, take us through, if you will, there's certain criteria, right? We're looking to see who should we pour into. And would you mind kind of sharing with the group the perspective that, you know, we've all kind of adopted and how you identify that?
Yeah, so we're talking about how to identify, you know, people that we want to enlarge them. You know, when we're looking at the enlarging process, hold on one second. This computer shut down here. So we're looking at people to select. Like, who do we choose? Who do we select that we want to enlarge? Let's take a look at some of those things there. But when we take a look at that, you want to select people that have a philosophy or life similar to yours. Now, oftentimes we think, well, we want to get somebody that's opposite of us, or we want to get the opposition and we want to pour it to them. But here's what I found, even in the hiring process. We want to hire people who have the same values as we have, but think differently than we have.
Yes.
Think different thoughts, all right? Because when those values don't align, right, it's very difficult to help that person because there's always going to be some type of rub or conflict there. You want to choose people with whom you have that with potential, who you genuinely believe in. All right, you cannot fake it until you make it when believing in people. People can tell if you always have faith in them, and they'll live up to that potential. You know, if you don't have faith in that individual, well, guess what? They're going to know that. You cannot fake that. I think about a gentleman that was actually ended up participating in one of my very first mastermind groups. I actually used his office. He was the former mayor of our city, and he was a financial advisor now, and he had an office. And I said, hey, do you mind if I use your boardroom to do my I got this leadership training that I'm going to be doing, and I need a space to do it. And he said, well, yeah, I'd love to have you do it. And he began to hear us over talking, and he just asked now if he could join in. Well, after joining in, he began to really get engaged and involved, and it really kind of lit a fire underneath him. And, you know, this gentleman was just over 75 years old, and it was exciting to have him sitting inside the group still growing. But I remember going to lunch with him one day, and he said this. He says, Chris, He goes, I really think that you are just dynamite. He said, Chris, if you were a stock, I'd buy you. Well, I said politely, how many shares would you like? You know? And,
that's awesome.
And so, but this is what I knew. As corny as that was, this is what I knew. I knew that he believed in me. And so you want to choose, when you're thinking about who to enlarge, choose people with potential that you genuinely believe in. You know, select, number three, select people whose lives you can positively impact. You know, not everyone you are capable of developing would benefit from what you have to offer. Okay? Listen to this. Not everyone you are capable of developing would benefit from what you have to offer. Look for a fit between their potential and your strengths and experience. So if you want to enlarge someone, you need to assess their potential, your strengths, and their experience. And then you want to start when the time is right. Start when the time is right. Now, this is good. Listen to this straight from the book. Start the process at the right time in the lives of others. Okay? All right, you've heard the phrase, strike when the iron's hot. It means act on the situation at the right time. Just because you're ready to help somebody right now does not mean that they're ready for the help that you have to offer.
Boy, that's
and
so
I think
true.
That's critical that you understand that. But those are a couple keys, Deb, when looking at who to choose to enlarge.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking in terms of the place people where they can succeed. I had an experience. I was opening up an office for a company over in just outside of London, and we were trying to hire in someone who could be an office manager for us. And I was at this inn. I was staying at this inn, which was down the road, and I was having resumes and CVs, you know, faxed over there. And the receptionist there was kind enough to gather all those for me during the day. So at the evening when I would come back there from the office, having my dinner, she would hand me the folder and I'd kind of go through them. And I was watching her in action with the guests at the inn and with her colleagues and with the owner of the inn. And I thought, that's exactly who we want to be our office manager. Like, she had every quality. And I approached her about coming to work for us. And she ended up coming to work for us. And what was very interesting, Chris, is that on her resume, on her CV, she didn't have any of the qualifications. She had been a bartender. She had been a nanny. She didn't have any office management experience, you know, per se. But what she had was this amazing success quality in being able to serve people and make them feel special. Wow. And she not only joined our team, but ended up growing to become the director of operations for our European offices. It's still very successful today. And I think, you know, John's process of looking at people, what's the right time, place them where they can succeed, boy, that is key. And then, of course, we talk about that process itself, right? That's always interesting, mm-hmm. The process.
Yeah, so it is. Oh, good.
I was going to say, you know, seeing their potential. That's something you're so good at, Chris.
Yeah, well, seeing people's potential and is something that's critical to it. I mean, if you're looking for, and this works with your children, this works with your spouse, this works with your employees. You know, if you're always looking for something that or pointing out that somebody's doing wrong, you'll never pull out their potential. And so you have to see what they can be, not what they're doing today, as difficult as that can be.
Exactly.
And look, I'm human. I've got my days, you know, with the kids, with the wife. I've got my days, right? But we have to see their potential, and that's so important. We also have to cast a vision for their future. And so not only seeing a person's potential, but sharing what it is that you see with them. And that is so critical. You know, think about a person in your life that really sat down with you and really looked you in the eye and believed in you more than you believe in yourself. And I'm sure if you're on this line right now, you know, there's had to be someone in your life where you can say, this person cast a vision over my life. And I can recall this person's words and encouragement when things weren't looking great, but yet they spoke something over you that they, you know, that enlarged you, but also gave you a glimpse of what your future can be. And then, of course, we have to tap into their passion. You know, when we're going through that enlarging process, we want to tap into people's passion You know, because when you're placing people into a role or a position that they're not passionate about, you'll never get the most out of them. And, of course, we want to focus on their strengths. Focus on their strengths because, again, whenever you're – I had a gentleman come up to me this past weekend, and he says, Chris, I am a terrible coach. I hate coaching. I don't want to coach. You know, so should I work on that? Since I'm not any good at it, I don't like to do it. So absolutely not.
You're clear. Exactly. Do something different. Yeah.
Save yourself and save those that you might interact with. Don't do it. You know, do what you
That's
love
so
and sharpen the skills that you have. And again, you're going to be happy. You're going to be able to add more value to people than just doing something you don't want to do. So don't always focus on the weaknesses. Focus on your strengths. So those are a couple different things that we can do, you know, inside that process. Any of the other ones that stand out to you, though, because there's several more.
The other thing I would share, too, is, you know, it's really helpful that we start to expose people that we want to enlarge to enlarging experiences. So bringing them to a meeting, bringing them to a mastermind group, you know, helping, maybe even giving them a book, you know, helping them to see through experientially what else is out there for them. And I think in terms of for all of us that are on the call tonight, you know, maybe the question each of us have to answer is something you spoke to, Chris. It's about seeing people's potential. But maybe the question is, do we see our own potential? You know, if we have this heart to help people, we have this heart to enlarge people and nurture them and add value to them, generally, we're not given the capacity to want to do something in a service orientation without also being able to have the gift to pull it off. I've never met anyone yet, frankly, that has a heart for service who really can't serve. I found people who have a heart for service who maybe aren't in the right seat, right, because they're strength zone, like you just spoke about for a moment ago. But I think for each of us, we have to start to think in terms of, am I really seeing and valuing my own potential? And maybe one of the things you can do is to really write down the names of some people that you know you can enlarge. And following the formula that, you know, Chris and I laid out tonight, maybe start enlarging the world just one person at a time. You know, this is a world right now that needs as much enlarging as we possibly can offer up. And I can think of no one better than someone who has a heart to serve other people.
There you go. All right. Well, we've touched on a lot there inside the process. Very quick. That 30 minutes went by quick. I mean,
light.
We're just getting started. But, of course, we want to serve the people. And, again, remember, guys, we want you to find out more about how you can equip other people. That's what this phone call is about you getting some information from us, going back and sharing it with others, and yourself getting more equipped. If you're listening to this phone call, it isn't by any coincidence. You've got to understand that every single choice that you have made in life has led you to this very single phone call, and every single choice that we've made in life has led us here. You're here for a purpose and a reason, and I believe it's to help other people, and we would love to help equip you to do that in a greater way. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a certified John Maxwell team member, be sure to go to johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI. Let's go ahead, Deb, and let's jump into the queue. We're going to be here talking about enlarging people, or if you have any questions or comments from the last couple weeks, be sure to jump in. If we didn't get to your question last week or the previous, jump.
Yeah, and to join us in the queue, *61, right, Chris? Is that the magic number?
That's correct. That's the magic number, *61. Press *61 to jump into the queue. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions for you here. Here we go. Let's go to our first caller here, 925 area code. Welcome to the call.
Hi, did you say 925?
Yes,
I can't believe it. I've been on these calls for 3 weeks. It's the first time I've even actually gotten into the queue, let alone
Welcome.
Be the first one. Woo-hoo! I'm pretty brand new to the Maxwell team. My husband and I joined about a month and a half ago, and looking to do mastermind groups, so that's why I joined your mastermind group, and I'm absolutely loving it, loving the book. It's incredible. I think my biggest my question, concern, whatever, is how do you know when you're ready to do a mastermind group, or is it just the same thing as joining, which is just jump and find your wings on the way down? Because right now I'm going through the coaching modules, and I'm loving them, and I'm learning that, and then I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to start some mastermind groups, you know? So, I mean,
yeah,
kind of like
you're ready.
The balance. Yeah. How do you get that balance, right?
Yeah, you're ready. You know, because if you're having a recurring thought and you just said out loud, you know, I'm ready to start a mastermind group, you're ready to start a mastermind group. And
And the good news is, the great news is actually, that masterminds are a great opportunity. And as you know, on our online platform, we help to show through the videos how you can utilize a mastermind group to ultimately help serve people as a coach as well at the end of that mastermind group. So both will serve you well. So think of, in your case, if coaching is something that's really of interest to you and masterminding, you can use the mastermind group to help you to be able to identify folks who are looking for a coach and who would really, that they've gained so much through the mastermind group that they don't want it to stop. And in fact, the one-on-one sort of opportunity to be able to grow and have you work with them on a growth plan will really add value to them is something that happens all the time. So, you know, kudos to you for having going through the coaching piece first.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just kind of, you know, stumbling through blindly trying to get as much done as I possibly can as quickly. I'm 61 years old, and this is a new career, so I'm incredibly excited, but also just kind of trying to, you know, find my way. So I'm an overachiever.
The good news is, too, as you know, in the online platform, we have that whole facilitator's guide and a participant guide, so you don't have to create anything. It's all created for you. You just have to be able to pour your heart in to be able to facilitate and ask great questions and share great information. And it sounds like what Chris said, if it's already top of mind for you, you're already there.
Wonderful. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah. And just know we're here to support you. So if you got questions or concerns, you know that we've got calls for you each week that you can hop into and be able to ask questions. You're good to go. I think you're ready to rock.
Okay.
Set a date for your mastermind group,
and
we'll be good to go. All right. Yeah, set a date for your mastermind group and begin to work to fill it. Here we go. Let's go to our next call here, 352 area code. Welcome to the call.
Hi, my name's Vivian Sanders. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing great. Thanks for being on.
Great. Thank you. This is the first night that I was actually able to hear the entire conversation. Last week I caught the end of it, but tonight I was able to get in on the entire mastermind group. And the one thing that I wanted to make a comment about and just say is when you spoke about enlarging and stretching yourself, and you were saying that once you stretch, you're never able to go back to the same or to where, you know, you once were. And when you were speaking about that, immediately what came to my mind was a rubber band. And I've personally felt like a rubber band. I've taught for 15 years at a high school, and I felt like this tightly wound rubber band. And these last 5 years, it felt like, okay, I felt confined to the classroom, like there was nothing else more for me to do. So when I didn't get reappointed to my teaching position, that stretched me. It opened me up to where I was now going from 9 to 5 or 9 to 4:30 and then plus hours if you're teaching, to now my rubber band, me, my life being stretched wide open. And I'm able to now take webinars. I looked at a coaching webinar that I just finished a challenge. Look, doing this with you guys. So I've been stretched in major ways.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
great. And I am so excited. And I didn't think I would get in the queue, but I was like, okay, that's another way of God's universe saying, okay, yeah, you are ready. For these past 2 weeks, of webinars on coaching, on building your business, on becoming a person of influence, and reflecting on the 15 years, I wanted to say thank you for using that analogy of the rubber band, because I understand sometimes the rubber band is stretched because you got to pull it over a bunch of notebooks so it can hold a larger notebook file than the one it had before.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a question. I just had that, and I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate that. I'm looking and going into the to start with John Maxwell. I'm waiting for the next challenge so I can get in on winning possibly that scholarship and going forth from there. So thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Vivian, we would love to have you join us next week, because, you know, what's great about this type of mastermind discussion is the buildup week after week. And there may be something in each of the calls that will help you to solidify in your mind your next step. And boy, that scholarship's available, so you go for it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. Well, thanks for being on, and wow, thanks for sharing. You know, here's the other thing, too, and that seems to be a consistent theme, that, you know, people, you're getting a lot out of this. And so, look, don't be afraid to share this call with others. You know, next week when we hop on, you know, we would be more than happy to have you invite friends and family members if you think they'd benefit from this, and they'd be able to get the recorded phone calls as well. And if you'd like to have them join this call, they can register at the same place that you did, at johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI-signup. And we would love to have them on a call. So next week, be sure, if you want to equip or enlarge someone, invite somebody to the call. We'd love to have them on. There we go.
That's a great
idea. Next caller here. 502 area code. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate so much the wealth of wisdom and experience you're sharing with us. It's truly been a blessing to me.
Thank you.
When I'm listening to you the last few weeks, what keeps coming to mind is healing. You know, there are people, including myself, that have been like in church leadership or in other opportunities where leadership has not been prepared or ready to really equip the person, or if they did, it was a different motive. You know, it wasn't for necessarily the person, but for their sense of ownership sometimes, or manipulation, and it just turned out where people end up being hurt and disappointed. And this is the time that I've been able to hear you all has been really an opportunity to get some insight from me, and also some healing, and also seeing the need to kind of being able to provide that for others. I think it was last week, there were three questions I think you were saying that need to be asked in the beginning is can I trust you? And will you help me? And I didn't get the third question.
Do you care for me?
Will you? Yes.
Do you care for me?
Do you care?
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you help me?
And you know, Yolanda, I'm so glad you mentioned those three questions, because that really is at the heart of trust, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that when you all said, "Can I trust you?" I mean, tears just came to mind, and so many faces just came across my mind, and I'm like, wow, you know, and that's been part of the issue. Matter of fact, I got a potential opportunity of doing leadership in the church. I'm just transitioned from New Jersey back to Kentucky, back home, and coming back into the home church, and new pastor and some new members, and it hasn't been easy. And what I realized that I just didn't walk right in and get to work. I mean, it's a church I was always a member of, and I had that freedom to do so, but I just didn't trust the leader. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happened. The people, things have happened, things have been said, that people are hurt.
Yeah.
And this is the leader of the church. This is the pastor. This is the one that's supposed to guide and direct and pour into me and enlarge me and bring healing to me. And I'm hurt by him.
Mm.
And so now, you know, applying for this position, dealing with, working with youth and Christian education, I'm like, oy vey, how am I really going to be able to tap into the potential that's there? I mean, I have Sunday school teachers been teaching for 20 years. They just stopped because they've been hurt. They don't want to be hurt again. And they're just kind of just sitting there on all this wonderful gifts, wonderful talent that needs to be poured out for the young people. And I'm saying, first there has to be healing in order to be able to tap in and to be able to, you know, move forward. And not knowing whether I would have the position or not, but even if I didn't, that's still an area that is on my heart. So I'm kind of, I'm unemployed right now. So I didn't get the book, but listing, and I'm really, you know, now really wanting to grab hold of the book for a lot of reasons. But one, how do you influence people who are in a process of healing?
Yes. That's, you know, First of all, I'm so grateful that you called in, Yolanda, for a couple of reasons, certainly to remind us of those three questions that we talked about last week. But also, one of the interesting, listen, I'm a woman of faith, so I'm going to be right out there with you. But one of the interesting things that I've seen is that, you know, the God of my faith doesn't necessarily put me through things and not have a lesson or a way that I can utilize that experience to serve other people who are also hurting in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly would hope and certainly would expect that's the case. The other thing is, sometimes as a leader, you know, people are people. We're all human beings. We're all flawed. And there's going to be something at some point that I've disappointed someone in, or you've disappointed someone in, or someone else has, and that it doesn't make us less of a leader because we failed. It makes us less of a leader if we don't learn the lesson from the failure and do something different as a result of it. Does that make sense?
It perfectly does, yes.
Yeah. The other thing you mentioned about youth, you know, we've not covered this, Chris, but we do have a whole youth leadership program in the John Maxwell team for those people who are listening in who work directly with youth. We have a whole leadership development program specifically for youth on self-image, anti-bullying, failing forward, so many things that are important to our youth today, now more than ever before. So we would just encourage you to, first of all, keep serving, Yolanda, keep growing. Hopefully you'll join us on the team at some point, and we would love to have someone like you in advocacy out there helping youth leadership to grow.
Yeah, and Yolanda, we really truly do value and want to equip you, and this is what we're going to do. I'm going to be able to do this for you, okay, this for everybody online, but I want to have you do this. I want to have you email me your address, your mailing address, info@johnmaxwellteam.com. Email me your address, and I'm going to send you the book tonight.
I love it.
Oh, thank you.
You're the best, Chris Robinson.
So,
that's awesome.
All right. If you get that,
I'm emailing you.
Yes.
And your email is?
info@johnmaxwellteam.com. info@johnmaxwellteam.com.
Okay.
I think Scott, you're on the line here. We're looking for Yolanda. Yolanda, what's your last name?
Lyle, Lysle.
Okay, Lysle. So email us your name, your address, your mailing address, and I'll get that sent out to you tonight via Amazon.
Oh, you're precious. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for being
Thanks for joining us, Yolanda.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller here. Welcome to the call. Hello? Hello? It's like a voiceover IP caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sure can. Welcome.
Oh, great. Hi, my name is Lisa Douglas-Dolan from New Jersey, and I was at the event, the live event this past weekend, had an amazing time, and actually sat at Deb's table for the success lunch on the last day, and had an opportunity to meet you as well in person, Chris. I just want to thank both of you. I'm excited, and this is my first call, and I just scheduled my first mastermind for September 25th. I'm excited. I met with a group of people yesterday. They're excited. They want to. They're ready to go. I was telling them all about the program, and now they're interested in the certification process as well. So I just want. I didn't have much to add, but I do. I'm so excited about the future and what I'm going to get from being associated with and networking.
Great. What program are you going to do the mastermind on?
I'm an executive, a top person with a network marketing company, so I'm going to choose the 15 Laws of Growth to start.
Beautiful. Wow.
So, I mean, I'm excited, and I see how you have everything in here, the video to invite people, so I'm like, man, you guys just laid everything out. It's really, we have no excuses. It's just time to execute now.
You got it, and it's time to go add value to people, and it sounds like you already are, so that is fantastic. Congratulations to you and the people that you'll serve.
Awesome. Thank you so much to two of you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, you're from New Jersey, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yep, that was correct. All right. That was correct. All right. There we go. Thanks for being on. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
There we go. 864 Erica, welcome to the call.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you today?
Well, I'm kind of in a bind right now. It's a little difficult. I'm kind of nervous because I'm going to be transitioning to a new job within the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And there is potential to grow and become a leader in this in my new job, but my problem is I want to join and be a member of the John Maxwell team. I just find it difficult because again I have ever since I've come across and read your what was that one book? Intentional Living. That book literally was grabbing my heart, tugging at my heart, and that's and that really just spoke to me, and that's the kind of life I want to live, and it's the life I want to lead too.
Absolutely.
But again, my question is, one other thing, Chris. Thank you for sharing what you were talking about, how you went down and how you turned your life around. That also spoke to me tonight because I was in the same boat. I was raised well by my parents. I was doing so well, and then in my 20s, I made some bad choices. I went, you don't even want to know the half of it, but there was a turning point where I did, I decided I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to, I want to learn how to, I want to go get back to where I was and sure. And, by God's grace, now I'm married with a child and debt free as a result, debt free early
That's
this month.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, praise the Lord. We are excited right now.
Praise him. That's great. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it. My question is, I want to join the Maxwell team and pay this forward to, other people who may have had who have similar struggles that I did at that time. And my problem is because, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a pay cut. And again, we're a very low income family. And just how am I going to be able to join? I know there's the $1,000 scholarship going, but how am I going to be able to join and still make it feasible for my family?
Yeah, well, we do have a payment plan that they have as well, too. And if you get in touch with one of the program coordinators by going to maxwellteam.com, it sounds like, have you talked to a program coordinator already?
Yes, sir, I have.
And so they may have outlined a payment plan for you that you say, hey, that might have even been out of reach. If you truly want to be in the program, I'd get back with them and say, hey, let's figure this thing out. How do we make this thing work? I want to do this. You help me find a way? And see what they can do to try to structure a payment plan that may work for you. But do what you can to get in there, because I know it would change you to get around the the people that are inside the team. It will enlarge mm-hmm. you for sure. You know, you don't step into a room with over close to 3,000 people that
yeah.
have the heartbeat of intentional living and come back the same. You don't.
Yeah.
And so I believe that that they'll find a way and you'll find a way to make this work out, because, look, when I came to the program, I mean, you were way ahead. If you were at debt free, I was 180,000 in the hole. I said, I got to find a way.
Oh, wow.
You know, so,
wow.
Look, you are light years ahead, my friend. And so,
oh, wow.
Find a way, because it is the next step for you, and I assure mm-hmm. you'll be in good
and
hands.
The other thing I would encourage you, too, with is that, you know, one of the great things about whether it's mastermind groups or coaching or speaking or teaching, you know, it's a revenue generator. So, you know, there's an opportunity for you to be able to very quickly move from joining the team to finding a pathway. We have a whole organized, structured, quick start program called our 10-10. And then you can now start to do a mastermind group. While Chris and I are doing this one, you know, complimentary, there's an opportunity for you to just start charging folks to be able to add value to them. And that also gives mm-hmm. them some skin in the game, too, so that they can learn through your experiences and through your perspective on how you've grown through the years.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, I'm the kind of person that's a go-getter. You know, it's like my dad taught me growing up, if you want something bad enough, you'll do anything to get it. So that's the mentality yeah. that I maintain. And so I'm just going to keep searching for options.
Yeah.
Yep, got
good
it.
For you.
We'll see. We'll see you in the program. All right.
Well, thank you
yeah,
very much. Appreciate it.
That'd be great.
All right.
Thank
and
you
what was
very
your name
much.
Again?
I'll Matt.
Make sure we get Matt. And what was your last
yes,
name,
sir.
Matt?
Wally, W-A-L-L-Y.
All right, great.
Thanks,
thank you very
Matt.
Much. All
thank
right.
you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Let's go to our next call. Oh, next call, 973 area code. I thought I just hung up on you, but we got Ian. 973 area code. 973-330. We got that.
Hello.
There we go. Now
yes,
we
I'm sorry. I had it melted. This is Dalton Price. I'm from New Jersey. I'm an author. Actually, my book just came out in March of this year. It's on Community Policing 3.0. And I've been following John Maxwell, and I have a few of the books. And I need to learn better how to be the leader that I want to be. More importantly, I want to make sure that I am qualified to be that leader. Do I fit the image of the leader that I want to be? And when people look at me, am I presenting what I'm saying?
Right,
am I telling
right.
people that they can do better and I'm not doing better? And then do I look like, what? Do my words match my actions?
Yes.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question. You know, at the conference, you know, John Maxwell on his Facebook page just sent out a quote, you know, that I had said. I was like, wow, you know, this is going out on John's page. But it was this. It was, you know, the first question that all leaders have to ask is, would I follow me? So the question I would ask you is, would you follow you?
Yes.
Would you follow you? Okay.
Absolutely.
So if there's a yes to that question, great. We've still got some work to do. But that's the first question that you have to ask yourself when you're looking for, how do I become a better leader? Will people follow me? And then I think it goes back to our very first week when we were talking about integrity and character. And, you know, if you're living what you're teaching. You know if you're practicing what you're preaching or not. And if there's any incongruency there, you'll always question that. But if there's not, then you know that, hey, this is what I'm writing about, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm living. You can walk in total peace that you're living and practicing what you preach. But in order to get better, you know, as we do, you're going to have to continue to grow. How do you grow? Books, CDs, audios, helping others, learn a little bit, give them a little bit, learn a little bit, get a little bit, but being intentional about that time of you getting better. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
And Chris, can I just mention one other thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that one of the things I found, you know, a lot of our team members are authors as well. One of the things I have found is that being in a room or in a group or an organization that has people that are in that space and are looking to maybe sharpen their speaking skills so that they can speak to that amazing content that they contained in a book has been so helpful to so many folks. We have several very prolific authors in the organization, and I think one of the things I found very common about authors is that you guys really seem to have a heart to get a message out there for other people to help them to do better, to be better, and nothing speaks more than your own success. So the more that they see that you're constantly on this growth journey, just provides them with a visual reminder that we never really fully arrive. There's always room for each of us to grow just a little bit more.
Okay, I have it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Right. Thanks for joining.
All right. Thanks for being on. Here we go. Let's go to our next caller here. There's 814 area code. Welcome to the call. You may be muted on your line. All right. I'm going to go to the next call here. We'll get one more then. 615 area code. Welcome to the call.
Hey, this is Kelvin. Kelvin Wilder. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Kelvin.
How you doing,
welcome.
Kelvin?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chris and Deb. Really had an awesome time this weekend. And a lot of energy, and it was great. Two quick questions. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for your time out your day to do this. But one of the questions that I have is this. I know that John Maxwell talks about working and expanding in your strength zone, and then he talks about areas of choice you want to build up there as far as weaknesses. But as far as the strength zone, What are good tools out there to make you be able to really evaluate yourself and know what your strength zones truly are? I've done like strength finders, but I'm trying to get a list of other different things so that I can have a really good evaluation of myself and then really lean into those areas of strength so I can maximize it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Deb, you want to
jump
in?
Chris, I'll jump on this one. You know this is my excitement lane, right?
Right, I got a pen and a pad. I'm ready.
So, Kelvin, you've already taken a great one. Strengths Finders is a great opportunity to be able to hone in on what your strengths are. In fact, if you are an entrepreneur, Strengths Finders actually has something called what they call the Entrepreneurial 10, which measures our ability in the entrepreneurial section, the 10 most important entrepreneurial attributes. So you'll find that to be really important. A few others that I recommend is DISC, D-I-S-C.
Okay.
And depending on which DISC assessment you use, some of them hone in on strengths, some of them more on communication, some of them both. Another one is RightPath, does a great report on certain categories of information, looking at whether or not we're risk-averse or risk-embracing, you know, whether or not we're more reserved in nature or more outgoing in nature. So those are a few ones that I have seen used over and over again. Myers-Briggs is one that's very common, especially in business. The only reason I don't use Myers-Briggs, I've taken it before, is that it takes a long time to be able to decipher it or decode it, if you will. And I'm an impatient person by nature, Kelvin. I kind of want to get there quickly, you know what I mean, really fast.
Yes, man, I think I'm going to leave that one alone. But you said before that, you said right, R-I-G-H-T, path, P-A-T-H?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Exactly.
So, okay, I have DISC, D-I-S-C, right path, strengths finder. And the other question, so those are the key three that you would recommend looking at, maybe go on Google, do a search, and see what it takes to try to get into that, right?
Yeah, the Right Path one you could Google. DISC is all over. There's several of us that utilize DISC. And then the Gallup organization, G-A-L-L-U-P, mm-hmm. puts out the Strengths Finders and the Entrepreneurial 10.
Okay, good deal, good deal. All right, that's great. Thanks so much for that question. And the other question I have is that for these masterminds, when they're starting to be the ones that you charge for, what are a few best practices with that? Do you normally do it where it's over the phone like this as a conference call? And then if that's the case, or do you meet in person? That was one part. And then the other part was, do you provide the books for the people you're serving, or do you just tell them to get the books?
Go ahead, Chris. I'll tee that one up to you.
great.
I know you're
question.
Chomping at the bit.
Right. Kevin, all the above. So
okay.
You can modify it however you would like. So you can do the live inside of a office, or you can do the by phone like this, so that way you can kind of expand your reach. Because right now we've got people from all over the world online, hundreds of people that are on the line, and we couldn't do that if we were at a location today. And,
right.
So
okay.
That's one of the advantages there. Now, as far as the book, you know, when I work with companies or organizations, I mm-hmm. typically have them pay for the book. Now, if you're doing a free mastermind group, then I would allow for the participants to purchase their own book, because you're providing the atmosphere, you're providing the content, you're facilitating. If you're providing the free, let them invest themselves and get the book. And then if, like I said, if you are now getting paid for the program and paid for the mastermind group, then at that point you may choose to include the book or not. That's completely up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So if it's free, you just tell them to get the book. If it's if you're charging, you may tell them to get the book and charge separately, or you may include that book in the price.
Yep.
Yes, that's correct.
Exactly.
You got it.
Okay. Good deal. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks All for joining
right.
us tonight.
My pleasure.
Thanks for being on. And, of course, those of you guys who are certified John Maxwell team members can charge for these mastermind groups. And so, again, remember, the mastermind group is going to lead to helping you build business. And be sure to go back. And you can obviously, if you're a certified member online tonight, you can hop into the online platform, go underneath business building, and look to the right, and you're going to see mastermind training, mastermind marketing, mastermind training. You'll want to look under there. Everything you need to know about masterminds, right in there under the tab, and how to charge for them, how to do them for free, how to market them, all right there. All the resources, the PowerPoints, the outlines, everything you need right there on the platform.
Great.
You got it. All right, thanks for being on. There we go. All right, well, that takes us right to the top of the hour. I hate doing this again. We've got so many people in the queue, and we're not going to get to you tonight. We have to move on to the next call next week. But next week, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into week four of this, and we're going to be excited to be on as we continue to talk about building yourself as a leader, becoming a person of influence. And again, if you would like to find out more about becoming a John Maxwell team member, remember, go to johnmaxwellteam.com/BAPI. And next week, I promise you, we're not getting off the line until every single call is answered. So we look
Absolutely.
Forward to seeing with you. I'm going to unmute the lines so everyone can say goodbye.
Hey, thanks, Sarah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.